Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad you came to the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. Amen. His spirit and his presence is so strong in this place tonight. So just be ready to receive what he's got for you. Amen. Because he's not through. Amen. I see a big breakthrough coming. Amen. Amen. A big breakthrough. Satan's been on the warpath, but you know it's just because he knows that his time is just about up. Amen. But the glory of God, hallelujah, the glory of God is getting greater and greater and greater. Praise God. Hallelujah. The title of my message tonight is The Most Unlikely Way. Turn with me in the Word to Proverbs 3. Chapter 3 and verse 5, a scripture we're all very familiar with, but we have to keep reminding ourselves of this scripture on a daily basis, just about. Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen. And the Amplified translation says, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. How many times do we do that? You might be in a situation tonight where you don't know what to do about this certain thing, and you don't understand why to begin with, and so you have worried about it and you have thought about it, and you've just, you know, you've tried to figure this thing out. How are you gonna work it out? So you've been wrestling with this thing. Amen. You've been wrestling with it and you don't have an answer for it. You have just tried and tried and tried to work it out in your mind every way that you can possibly think of. But in Ephesians it says, when you've done all to stand, stand therefore. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So you just stand. Well, what else do I do, Pastor Sharon? You just keep standing. You just stand there, amen. So what does that mean? That means trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen. Stand. If you've done all you can do, if you prayed, if you stood on the word, amen, if you waited on the Lord, then you've done your part. You've done all you can do. See, there's nothing else we can do. Amen. We got to pray. Give it to God. Amen. No matter how long it's been, no matter what it looks like, all these things, we have to pray, give it to God. When the enemy comes, pray, give it to God. When the enemy comes, pray, give it to God. Stand on the word, amen. And when you've done all to stand, stand. Just stand, amen. Just believe. And I want to add a word to that believe. Expect. Yes. Believe and expect. Amen. God will show up. And he'll do it in a way that we have not thought of. He'll do it in a very unlikely way. See, we've got our plan, don't we? We've got it all planned out. We know just how to do it. We are so smart. We are so wise. Oh, we know just how to do it, and we can figure it out. Well, when you go to God and you trust him, it's not going to be by how you figured it out. Amen. It's not going to be by logic. It's not going to be by your understanding. Amen. God's got a way. Hallelujah. And his way is the perfect way. And his way is the most unlikely way. Hallelujah. But he will come. He will show up. Hallelujah. So just press through those negative thoughts. Amen. Just keep pressing through. Press on and press on and press on. Press through those fears. Press through how you feel. Press through what they say. Press through what you see. Amen. Press through all those things. Because guess what? God is on the way. Yes. Hallelujah. He is on the way. So expect God to show up in the most unlikely way. Hallelujah. That's what Paul and Silas did. In Acts chapter 16, let's turn there. I'm going to try not to sit on you or stand on you or step on you tonight, Miss Pauline. But I cannot promise. I'm just going to try not to. Okay. She said I'm getting closer and closer to her when I preach. So I got to be careful. I don't want to step on her. In Acts chapter 16. Now here, Paul and Silas, they're going around and they're spreading the gospel. And the religious people didn't like that. So they threw them in prison. They put them in stocks, put them in the inner prison. Amen. And let's just read. We'll start at verse 25. It says, and at midnight, see now Paul and Silas, they're in the inner prison. Amen. Here they were in the stocks in the inner prison. They had been beaten. They were in bad shape. They were not in a good place. Amen. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, everybody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake in such an unusual way. Such an unlikely way. Amen? There was an earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. We'll stop right there. Now here they are, Paul and Silas. They're thrown in the inner prison. They've been beaten. They have their feet in the stocks. These guys were saying, these boys ain't getting out of here. There ain't no way these boys are getting out of here. Well, they trusted in God. Amen. They leaned not to their own understanding. They leaned not to their situation. They leaned not to their circumstances. They prayed and they sang praises to God. And God showed up in the most unlikely way. Just happened to be an earthquake. Amen. Just happened to be. What a coincidence. And the earthquake was so strong that it just shook all their bands off. It freed each and every one of them. Hallelujah. When God shows up, He shows up and He breaks everybody's bands. Amen. He looses the whole family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God shows up, He shows up and does an unlikely thing in an unlikely way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now you might feel like that tonight. You might feel like you've been beaten. Have you ever felt that way? I just told Pastor that the other day. The enemy comes in sometimes and you know you've been in a battle. And I told Pastor, I said, I feel like I've been beaten. Well, I feel like Paul and Silas that night. I felt like I was beaten. Well, you might feel like that tonight. You might feel like you were in the inner prison and you can't even move. Your feet are in the stock. You can't even move. Well, you know, that might be a good thing. Amen? Because of God. Because of who God is to tonight, amen? Because God can come and He will show up and He'll work a miracle in your life when you quit, when you stop, when you just stand still, when you just stand there for, amen? Quit trying to do it on your own. See, that's when God can move, when we just trust in the Lord and in the power of His might. Glory to God. The devil tried to worry me a few days ago. Has he ever tried to worry you before? And the scripture came to me. Can you change one little thing by worrying? Can you change one little hair by worrying? God was saying, trust in me with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. See, the enemy comes to all of us. See, he tries to tempt all of us with all of his little tricks. But we've just got to get back. Hey, wait just a minute. I see what's going on here. I see what's going on here. See, you might not realize it, but the devil does not like you. He does not like you. So we got to just get meaner. I don't like you, devil, and I see what you're doing. And start using the Word of God. Hallelujah. Do like Paul and Silas. Pray and start singing praises to God. The devil doesn't like it. Amen. Start speaking the Word of God. That'll send the devil on the run. Amen. Hallelujah. Expect God to show up. Expect Him to show up. Amen. Just expect God to show up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll show up in the most unlikely way. Amen. I heard a testimony recently about this man that he and his brother-in-law went golfing. And he was so excited about going because he didn't get an opportunity to go very much. So they go to their favorite golf course. They're out there ready to play some golf. And all of a sudden, a storm comes up. And it was not just a little rain, a little drizzle. It was a huge thunderstorm. And before they could get out of there, this man got struck by lightning, and it hit him right in the back of the head. So he was out. The brother-in-law starts, you know, somebody call for help, call 911. And when they called, they said that a man had been killed out on the fairway or out on the golf course. And so with lightning strike, so they come out there, and they work with him, and they get his heart back to beating, but he's still, you know, unconscious. Gets to the hospital, and he starts coming to and everything. And he said that his arms hurt so bad that he was begging them to cut his arms off. That's what tremendous pain was caused from this lightning strike. So they take him immediately and they work on him and they put staples in his head to sew his head back together. So his wife, you know, comes and they get the whole church praying for her husband. And everybody that they know that prayed, they got them to pray. So they do whatever they can do for him. But they told her, you know, people that get hit like this with that much voltage of electricity, they don't make it out. And if they do, it is a long process. So they're all praying for him. And that night, during the middle of the night, he's unconscious. He's out of it. They've got, you know, machines and needles and a whole bunch of drugs, you know, pain medication going into him. And so actually the next day they came in and they tried to take him off of that pain medication, and immediately he started going into convulsions. So they had to start that back up, the needles in his arm and everything. And so they worked on him some more that day. Everybody's still praying for him. Everybody's still holding him up and believing for him to come out of that. Well, during the middle of the night, that night, at 3 o'clock in the morning, he said he was asleep. But a voice woke him up. He said that the voice, he had never heard anything like it before in his life. It vibrated. He said it vibrated inside his body. The voice said, "Get up, you're healed." So he said he woke up. He heard that and he said, "It scared me so bad I didn't even think twice." He said, "I started pulling needles out. I pulled the pain medication out. I pulled everything off of me." And he said, "I got up out of that bed." And he said, people started running in there. You know, the machines are going crazy. So a doctor comes in there, and this man standing by his bed. He says, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm fine. I'm fine." He said, "Let's go for a walk." He said, "Let's walk down the hall." So the doctor's like scratching his head, you know, what are you talking about? He said, "I'm fine, I promise you. Let's go for a walk." So they walked all the way around that hall, that whole area, that whole floor. No pain, no nothing. I mean, he was fine. So he goes back to his room. The next morning, there's a different shift nurse or doctor on, and so the doctor comes in, and she's like, "Well, checking his, you know, everything, his records and everything that they've done over the night." And he wakes up and he says, "Hi, doctor." And the woman, she it was a woman doctor, and she just about passed out. And she said, "Well, hey." And she says, "How are you doing?" He said, "I'm doing great." She said, "Did you sleep last night?" You know. He said, "I slept like a baby." He said, "Let's go for a walk." Let's go for a walk. He wanted to show he could walk. So she took him for a walk. He said, "Now, when we get back to the room," he's telling them what to do. "When we get back to the room, I want you to get all your equipment. I want you to come in and test me and see that there's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine." He said, "I think you are going to be able to just dismiss me and I can go on home." So they checked him, everything. He was fine. He was healed. He didn't even have a place on his head where they had put the staples. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The most unlikely way. But they prayed. Hallelujah. They believed. They trusted in God. They didn't lean on their own understanding. Amen. But they knew the power of their God. They knew what He can do. Guess what? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He changes not. He worked miracles then. He works miracles now. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, He's awesome. Yes, He is. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's great. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. Magnificent. Amen. That's who our God is. And we got to close it up in just a minute. I had some more, but I'm okay. Praise God. Now, I brought the Jerusalem prophecy for 2018. I haven't read it or talked about it in a long time. But the Lord impressed on me to do that again tonight. We need to remind ourselves of what God's plan is. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And this is God's plan for His church for 2018. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2018, days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. You know, it says that in the last days there's going to be a great falling away. So we really need to emphasize, amen, the importance of faithfulness. See, the enemy doesn't come in a big way and say, I'm going to cause all this chaos and I'm going to cause all these things, then I'm going to try to get you away just a little here and just a little there. So we've got to know, we've got to see, we've got to understand that this is the last days, amen? That we are so close. I've heard so many prophecies lately of people that I know are prophets, true prophets of God, that the Lord showed them that Billy Graham's homegoing was going to be a big, have a big meaning. There's going to be a great revival coming to the church. And his passing is going to mean the Lord is soon coming back. Amen. So there's going to be a big revival in these last days. Billy Graham's gone home to be with the Lord. Amen. And God's just going to do an outpouring of His Spirit. Amen. Because He wants as many people to come to Him that will. So we've got to be ready. We've got to get ourselves stirred up. We've got to say no to the things of the devil. We've got to say no to those things that he brings in our pathway. And we've got to pray like we've never prayed. That first of all, we'll have a hunger for God like we've never had before. Because this world's gotten so cold and so hard. Amen. So desensitized to the things of God and the ways of God. Amen. That they don't even care. They don't have a value for life anymore. They don't honor anybody anymore. They are everything that the Word of God says they'll be in the last days. But we don't want to take part in what they're doing. We don't want to be like they are. We want to know that we have the character of Christ on the inside of us. Amen. We are separated from the world. We don't want to be like the world. We don't want to rub shoulders with the world. Amen. We don't want to be, let me think of the word now. We don't want to be, look at the world and think, I wish I could be like them. I wish I could have what they have. Let me tell you something. They know that they're missing something. They just can't figure out what it is. They're not happy. They might put on a smile. They might act like they're cool and they got it all together. And boy, if you just hang with me, you'll have such a good time. It'll be so wonderful and so great. That's all a lie of the enemy. All a lie of the devil. The word I wanted to say was impressed. Don't be impressed by the things of the world. Be impressed by God. Hallelujah. In kingdom living. Get back to honor. Get back to holiness. Amen. Get back to honoring your God. Get back that hunger for that first love. My first love. Let your first love be God. Let everything be behind that. Amen. The things of this world are not that important like you think. They are going to pass away. And it's going to be sooner than what you think. Amen. It's going to be sooner than what you think. So, when you're trying to so hard to fit in, when you're trying so hard to make it in the world, you need to just give yourself a little kick. Wake up! Wake up! See what's going on. See that the enemy is trying to pull you away from your faith, to pull you away from your first love. It's not just a little innocent thing that's keeping you away from God. It's not just a little innocent thing that's keeping you out of the Word or out of your prayer closet. It's the enemy that is behind it. And so let's be wise to what the enemy's doing. I'll start back. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. These are indeed the days of my greater glory. Hallelujah! God's greater glory. This is the day, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word. And I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs. Everybody say greatest.
Greatest.
I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have ever experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf even now. Hallelujah. And they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still God, the God of the breakthrough. And I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been faithful and loyal to Him, saith the Lord. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The greater glory. The greater glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we receive your word tonight. Greater glory. Hallelujah. Press through. Press through. Press through. When you've done all to stand, stand therefore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a man that he shall not lie. He cannot lie. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So just keep standing. Hallelujah. Just keep standing. When you think about it, what would you have without the Lord? We strive and we strive and we strive and we strive here on this earth. But what would we have without the Lord? I'm going to close with that word right there. What would we have without the Lord? Praise God. Amen, Ashley.